Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Jay, from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is Wednesday. It is May the 16th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. And it's Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis will be along shortly. We'll jump into today's show. And definitely, everyone, I definitely want to say that there's so many different things that are changing in the world that is going to have a major effect on us.
Excuse me, hey, Dave.
Just look at some. Yes.
Dave, can you hear me? We're having an issue.
Yeah,
we're having an issue with the conference line, as you probably can hear all that background noise. It's
yes.
Not muting people. So I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to reset the conference line so you will have to call back in. I don't know why it's doing that. So sorry about that, but, you know, we want to preserve the quality of the program.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, no problem. Okay.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
What he's doing is using an adjective to describe something that's incidental about him, one of his incidental characteristics. So there's nothing else to it. He's just white. But when you get the white man over here in America and he says he's white, he means something else. You can listen to the sound of his voice when he says he's white. He means he's boss. That's right. That's what white means in this language. You know the expression free, white, and 21. He made that up. He's letting you know all of them mean the same. White means free, boss. He's up there. So that when he says he's white, he has a little different sound in his voice. And I know you know what I'm talking about. This was what I saw was missing in the Muslim world. If they said they were white, it was incidental. White, black, brown, red, yellow. It doesn't make any difference what color you are. And so this was the religion that I had accepted. and had gone there to get a better knowledge of it. And but despite the fact that I saw that Islam was a religion of brotherhood, I also had to face reality. And when I get back into this American society, I'm not in a society that practices brotherhood. I'm in a society that might preach it on Sunday, but they don't practice it in, on no day, on any day. And so since I could see that America itself is a society where there is no brotherhood, and that this society is controlled primarily by racists and segregationists, and it is, who use, and that who are in Washington, D.C. in positions of power, and from Washington, D.C. they exercise the same forms of brutal oppression against dark-skinned people in South and North Vietnam, or in the Congo, or in Cuba, or in any other place on this earth where they're trying to exploit and oppress. This is a society whose government doesn't hesitate to inflict the most brutal form of punishment and oppression upon dark-skinned people all over the world. To wit, right now, what's going on in and around Saigon and Hanoi, and in the Congo, and in elsewhere. They are violent when their interests are at stake. But all of that violence that they display at the international level, when you and I want just a little bit of freedom, we're supposed to be nonviolent. They're violent. They're violent in Korea. They're violent in Germany. They're violent in the South Pacific. They're violent in Cuba. They're violent wherever they go. But when it comes time for you and me to protect ourselves against lynchers, they tell us to be nonviolent.
All right, Gabe, we back. We should be good to go. Sorry about that.
Radio show brought to you by Black Talk. Okay, welcome everyone to the Tando Radio Show. We're going to get started. And today is May 16th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. It's a Wednesday, a live Wednesday. Brother Davis is in queue, so we're going to go ahead and get started. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website for this network and make your donations, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. You can also support the network by becoming a member in BTR Community. It's a social media outlet that's been put together for you to engage in all of your social media activities without being as affected as you would otherwise be by being a part of Facebook and Twitter and all of the overall corporate spying points against you and your family and against our community at large. So definitely join the membership. You can engage in everything that you would otherwise engage in the other platforms. You can promote your business, promote you, talk about things that you want to talk about within reason, post things that you feel are necessary, that need more exposure, or you have opinion about, or you just want to bring to the overall general community's attention. You can do that in BTR Community. You can find it at www.btrcommunity.com. For $24 a year, you can be a part of this social media network that benefits you. It's a grassroots organization that receives no corporate funding at all. So it was created for you, so it is there for us to support. So $24 a year gives you membership. There's a free 30-day trial period, so you can get familiar with the overall settings. You can get familiar with how it functions. And it's the only place that I post stuff, okay? Also, everyone, now is really the time to really start acquiring real money, because I'm going to jump right into one story. There's a bunch of great stories that were posted, but because of time, I don't want to take away from Brother Davis's time. We got started just a little bit later today, just technical difficulties, but the whole world is, you know, when we first started Tando Radio Show, some of our first shows is that we talked about, you heard me always say the purge, the purge, the purge. And the whole world is starting to purge themselves of the U.S. And that really means the way that the customization that you've had to how you set your daily activities about to be drastically, drastically altered and actually recoursed in a way that's going to adversely affect you, your family, and our community. And so we have to get ahead of this, because mainstream media is there's not their job to tell you these things. It's the mainstream's media job is to tell you what to think and to tell you what to do and to get you to obey. It's not there for you to engage in a thoughtful process to decide what your self-determination would be, what's in your best interest. They're not there for information. They're there for propaganda. And so mainstream media is not telling you how the war in the Middle East has expanded drastically. They're not covering it. They're not telling you. They're actually having a media blackout on it in so many ways. It's censored right now. But one of the things that I want to do before we get to Brother Davis is there's an article that I posted from Sputnik News. And basically it says this: because Trump signed the to disavow or to break the agreement with Iran and the P5 plus one nations, that they were going to be sanctioning all countries that would support Iran. Well, the EU came out today and said that they are actively moving away from the dollar, and they will not be using the U.S. dollar because they will not be sanctioned by the U.S. because they are going to continue to engage in buying oil from Iran. So what does that mean? That means that they're saying, you know what, we chose a side, and we chose Iran. So they're going to be dropping the dollar for all of their oil purchases, and they're going to be purchasing it in the euro. They're going to the euro. You remember when Saddam Hussein did that, the U.S. invaded them. Well, the U.S. is going to engage war. On Monday's show, I talked about who the real target of that Iranian deal was. It wasn't Iran. It was Germany and the EU, and they know it. And so now they're protecting themselves. One of the head officials for the EU said that he's glad that Trump did it because now that breaks the illusion of the United States. And he said, the United States, with friends like these, who needs enemies, meaning they know that they're going to be enemies with the U.S. So they're not going to be using the dollar. What does that mean? That means your quality of life and standard of living is going to be continue to go in a downward spiral. So these are some of the things that we're going to cover this at depth tomorrow. Very, very, very important. But check out everything that's within the news. I don't want to jump into Brother Davis's show because very, very important. Please call in. Have a pen and pencil ready for Brother Davis' show. This is really about you. This is our opportunity because we may not have this medium in the future. And I say that in all seriousness because so many different conditions and so many things could happen for that not to be the case. You want to come away with as much as you possibly can to put yourself and your family in a position of advantage. And Brother Davis definitely, definitely offers that for everyone here's Wise Wednesday. So if you'd like to get called in with any questions or comments for Brother Davis, just simply call 704-802-5056. I will be listening, but I won't be able to see the board. So just say excuse me if you have a question or comment for Brother Davis. So very, very important. Tomorrow's show will be important as well. So we're going to turn it over to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, thank you so much, and the show is yours. We're ready to go. And while we give Brother Davis some time to get situated.
Thank you, my brother. Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfect, Brother Davis.
Excellent. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the courtesy. Thank you, my brothers and sisters,
appreciate
for allowing
you.
Me to come into your home. You're going to hear a little more sodom in my voice tonight because this research is terrifying. Let me repeat that. This research is terrifying. Have pencils and piece of paper ready. I don't want you to take my word for this. Please, do your own due diligence. Tonight's show is on the Tavistock Institute. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Tavistock Institute was initiated by two governments, the British government and the American government, and a whole lot of money, a whole lot of taxpayers' money. You see, when it first was established, it was established in order to be able to control world opinion. Let me repeat that again, to control world opinion. One of the best-kept secrets in America today was that it was formed in 1947 The TAFSTAC Institute is an independent, not-for-profit organization which seeks to combine research and social science with professional practice. Problems of institutionalization, building, organizational design, and changes are being tackled in all sectors: government, industry, commerce, health, welfare, education, nationally and internationally. And clients range from multinational to small community groups. A growth area has been used to develop an approach to evaluate a new and experimental program, particularly in health and education and community development. This has also produced a new training event alongside the regular programs of group relationship conferences. The Institute owns and edits the monthly journal of human relationships publicized by the Pelham Press, which is now the 48th year. It's in its 48th year and has recently launched, in conjunction with Sagar Productions, a new journal called Evaluation. My brothers and sisters, I'm about to take you some places in your mind that were put there on purpose. Let me repeat that. I'm about to take you some places in your mind that were put there on purpose. There are three elements to combine to make up the Institute. Usually, if not unique, it has an independence of being entirely self-financed with no subsidiaries from the government or other sources. The action research orientation placed it between but not in the world of academic and consultancy. And it ranges from discipline, including economic, organizational behavior, political science, psychoanalytical, psychological, and sociological structuring. Now, for those of you who haven't picked up on that, this institute has designed the opinion of the world. And when it says it's designed the opinion of the world, I mean literally, it's designed the way we interact. It's designed the educational system. It has taken to the forefront the priority right to be able to control all negative appearances of white supremacy. That's why you in America who think that the media is portraying what is true have really been victimized. And our social counterparts believe everything that is being projected. Why? Because it is in the interest to say nothing. Why do you think all of this here killing can be done out here in the street of black people, but yet white people lose their voice? Why do you think that there is such control over the gun lobbyists by the NRA and white people lose their voice? Why do you think that a president like Donald Trump can be elected and the very people who put him in office have been emboldened enough to step out and do what they would not have done just 5 years ago, 10 years ago? This is all by design. The Tavistock Institute is headquartered in London. Its prophet was Sigmund Freud. The sad part about it is that at this stage of the game, there's a lot we don't know. And the sad victims are us, the human beings, the so-called society that the whole their object is to control what we think about everything. I take time to catch my breath sometimes because I'm I'm reading a lot of this. And this is common knowledge to a lot of these organizations, but not to us as people. What I want you to understand, most of all, is that in spite of how you perceive my show tonight, it doesn't change the truth. What I want you to understand is that this is ongoing. All of the players are in this. Sigmund Freud settled the Marsfield Gardens when he moved in London. He was given a mansion by Princess Bonaparte. Tavistock pioneered pioneering work in behavior science along with Freud's line controlling humans, established it as a world center for foundational ideology. Its network now extends from the University of Essex in the U.S. to Stanford Research Institute, ASLM, MIT, Houston Institute, Heritage Fund, Center for Strategic and International Studies at Georgetown, the State Department. Personnel are trained in the U.S. Air Force Intelligence and the RAND and Mitter Corporations. For those of you who don't know, do your due diligence. The personnel of the corporations are required to undergo indoctrination to one or more of these Tavistock-controlled institutes, a network of secret groups, the Monplarium Society, the Translateral Commission, the Dickley Foundation, and the Club of Rome is inducted for the instruction of the Tavistock Institute's network. I know some of you saying that about some delays in here. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm reading ahead of some of this stuff. The Tavistock Institute developed a mass brainwashing technique which was first used experimentally in the United States prisoners of war in Korea. Are y'all getting this? Let me repeat that again. The Tavistock Institute developed a mass brainwashing technique which was first used experimentally on American prisoners of war in Korea. Its experiments in crowd control methods have been widely used in the United States public. Have you heard that? Its experiments in control methods have been widely used on the United States of America public. You know, the sad part about this is that I'm not surprised. I mean, I kind of hurt. Well, I don't know. Let me be some clarity about that, because I like to think of my mind, myself, as an independent thinker. I do my own research. I try not to be influenced by a lot of those things I know that become tools for them. But yet, when I read stuff like this, I realize how much that I was victimized because of my ignorance of this knowledge. Okay, that was a sidebar on me personally. Outrageous assaults on human freedom by modifying the individual behavior through topical psychological experiments. A German refugee, Kurt Lewin, became the director of the Tavistock Institute in 1932. He came to the United States in 1933 as a refugee, the first of many infiltrators, and set up the Harvard Psychological Clinic, which originated the propaganda campaign to turn the American public against Germany and get involved in World War II. This is bizarre. In 1938, Roosevelt executed a secret agreement with Churchill, which in effect succeeded the U.S. sovereignty to England. Let me repeat that. In 1938, Roosevelt executed a secret agreement with Churchill, which in effect succeeded U.S. sovereignty to England. Because it agreed to first let Special Operations Executive control U.S. policy to implement the agreement, Roosevelt set General William Donovan to London for indoctrination before setting up the OSS, which is now known as the CIA. Under this siege and this agreement, the entire OSS program, as well as the CIA, has always worked on guidelines set up by the Tavistock Institute. And let me give me a chance to breathe here. Because, see, I hope y'all understand the magnitude of this. Every aspect of the education that your children are getting right now, that you have gotten, have been to keep you subservient to a system that they know is based on tyranny and destruction. Oh, and they listen. They don't mind you knowing now. Because they implanted the concept of the New World Order. I haven't got to that yet, but I'm just trying to give you understand why they don't mind you knowing that. Okay? But most of all, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that the only thing that keeps this functional is your cooperation. Let me repeat that. The only thing that keeps this functional is your cooperation. The Tavistock Institute originated the mass civilian bombing raids carried out by the Roosevelt and the Churchill purely as a clinical experiment on mass terror. So when they were dropping bombs on London, or allowing bombs to be dropped on London, let me say, this was a clinical experiment to be able to control mass terror. Keeping a record of the results as they watched the guinea pigs reacting under controlled laboratory conditions, all of Tavistock and the American Foundation techniques have a single goal: to break down the psychological strength of the individual and render him helpless to oppose the directors of the world order. Any technique which helps them to break down the family unit and the family inclination, the principles of religion, honor, patriotism, and sexual behavior is used by the Tavistock science as a weapon of crowd control. Now, is any of this hitting y'all yet? Have y'all seen the prevalence of the homosexual agenda? Have you seen them adding on more letters? This is to break down the family as we know it, because they don't want nobody to have any obligations to each other. They want you to be self-destructive. And we are vastly approaching that. Have you been to a public school lately? Do you see how our children literally are commanding or commandeering, let me say, classes based on what they have attained out of these so-called videos that are supposed to be giving some idea of individuality? It is not. It's a program. Let me repeat that. It is not. It is a program. Henry Kissinger, whose meteoric rise to power is otherwise inexplicable, was a German refugee and a student of Sir John Rawlings Rees. Now, this Sir John Rawlings Rees is actually an officer in British intelligence. I don't really want to go into him as an individual. And the reason why is because he was connected with a bunch of racist groups. Germany literally was just an attribute of the tentacles that came out of there. And when I say the tentacles that came out of Germany, you have to look at American history, because a lot of those tentacles landed right here with sovereignty. You understand what I'm saying? I can't even say wake up, y'all, because now if y'all ain't got this now, you don't have any idea of the length that we're going to have to go to in order to organize. And the reason I say length is because now, even everybody who doesn't know, everybody who's the victim, ain't going to be on your side. Because this works in the favor of some. And they know that. So literally, they're controlling the strings. So when you see stuff on TV, oh, I like The Walking Dead, that's how they see you. Do you understand that? When you see all this horror movies coming out on TV, they're doing that to induce fear in you. But yet you can't wait to go. These people are not perfect. They have made mistakes, and that's what we have to operate from, where they made those mistakes. And we have to be compulsory about it. Let me give you a little more. Tavistock Institute psychologically picked Jimmy Carter for President of the United States solely because Carter had undergone an intensive brainwashing program administered by Admiral Hyman Rickover at the Annapolis base in the Navy. You know he was a Navy officer, right? So all of this was coming to fruition. The experiment in compulsory racial integration in the United States was organized by Robert Lipper of the OSS and the American Jewish Congress and Director of Child Training at the Commission of Home Community Relationships. The program was designed to break down the individual's sense of personal knowledge and his identity, his racial heritage. Through the Stanford Research Institute, Tavistock controlled the National Education Association, the Institute of Social Research at the National Training Lab, which brainwashes the leading executives of business and government. Y'all was wondering how we got here? There you go. I mean, I'm just getting started. How you understand this? I'm just getting started. Scotty, I don't know if you want to take a break here or not, because we could at 6:33. So if you want to take a break, let's take it now, because I really wouldn't mind. I'm about to take you to next. It's going to really be a burden. So you want me to continue on, or you want to take a break?
Yeah, we only take breaks at the top of the hour and the last half hour, Brother Davis.
Okay, thank you, brother. Okay, my brothers and sisters, now understand this. All of these players, when you go to politics, the voting booth, and you think that you're getting your rights to choose, you're not choosing anything that they have not planned for you to select. Let me continue. Such is the power of the Tavistock Institute. Our entire space program was scrapped for 9 years so that the Soviets could catch up. The hiatus was demanded in an article written by Dr. Antolf Rampart and was promoted and granted by the government to the complete mystification of everyone connected to NASA. A prominent Tavistock operation is the Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania. A single common denominator identifies the common Tavistock strategy: the use of drugs, the famous MK Ultra program. And those people who don't know, look up MK Ultra program of the CIA, in which unsuspecting CIA officers was given LSD and their reaction studies like guinea pigs resulted in several deaths. The United States government had to pay millions in damages to the family, to the victims, but the culprits were never indicted. The program originated by Sandoz AG, a Swiss drug firm owned by S.G. Warburg Company of London, developed LSD. Roosevelt addressed James P. Warburg, son of Paul Warburg, who wrote in 1913 the Federal Reserve Act, and nephew of Max Warburg. Are y'all putting this together yet? Who had financed Hitler. You're more than in the den of thieves here. The Institute for Policy and Study was set up by these people to promote the drugs, the result of LSD's counterculture in the 60s, the student revolution, which was financed by $25 million of the CIA dollars. You can't trust nobody. There's no way that I can give you the impression as though anything that you do now from this point on is going to be your own thoughts, unless you're doing the due diligence of cleaning. Remember I talked about the way to take and dump the trash in our minds and put in the positive energy, put in positive knowledge? This is why. This is exactly why. Today, the Tavistock Institute operates a $6 billion a year network foundation in the United States. All of it funded by U.S. taxpayer money. Did y'all get that? Let me repeat it again so you have it clear. Today, the Tavistock Institute operates a $6 billion a year network of foundations in the United States, all of its funds by the U.S. taxpayer money. 10 major institutes are under the direct control, with 400 subsidiaries and 3,000 other study groups and think tanks, which originated many types of the programs to increase the control of the New World Order over the American people. The Stanford Research Institute adjoined with Hoover Institute in a $150 million a year operation with 3,300 employees. It carries on programs of surveillance for over 400 major companies and corporations, and extensive intelligence operations for the CIA. It is the largest institute on the West Coast promoting mind control and behavioral science. The American branch of the Disney Foundation is run by Cyrus Vance, former Secretary of State and Director of the Rockefeller Foundation, and Winston Lord, President of the Council of Foreign Relations. I hope y'all are really getting this. The wife of Winston Lord, CFR Bilderberg, Skull and Bones, this is the secret society he's involved in, Benny Bolord, who was also involved in the Bilderberg Group, is chairman of the Board of Freedom and House, and whose manipulation of the Christian right via the religious persecution issues is documented in our report on Freedom House. Listen, all this deception is connected. There's so much here. There's just so much here. And listen, I'm just scratching the top. We must really, seriously, break ourselves down, because right now we're being shredded. all of this nuance, artificial intelligence, is targeted. And all of these so-called RVs, these virtual realities or VRs, this is all targeted. When you put something on your head that covers your eyes and it gives you images set in your mind, it's setting whatever it wants in there. Let me go on. Because a lot of the fear stuff is just it's just the tip of the iceberg. One of the things I do want you to understand is this. We have a moral responsibility to humanity. That's us. But once you know something, it's just constructive that you do things that are constructive. Everybody was saying to me when I first started this journey, who was closely connected in some of the different organizations that I'm connected with, this is Pandora's box, brother. There are a lot of people who live with this for a long time, and the public has no clue, and you're just going to put it out there. Well, if I don't, somebody should. And if I call myself studying to be rising to a higher order, to show myself approved, just the burden of the knowledge is cumbersome. In the United States, the foundations are presently engaged in the same type of war of extermination against the American farmer. The traditional formula of land plus labor for the farmer has been altered due to the farmer's need for purchasing power to buy industrial goods needed in his farming operation. Because of that need for capitalism, the farmer is essentially vulnerable to the world orders. Manipulation of interest rate, which is a bankruptcy, such as the Soviet Union in the early 1930s, when Stalin ordered the Kolaks to give up their small plots of land and to live and work in collective farms, the American small farmer faces the same type of extermination, being forced into groups of small plots and land to become the hired hands of the bigger agriculture industry. The Brookings Institute and other foundations originated the monetary programs implemented by the Federal Reserve System to destroy the American farmer, a replay of the Soviet tragedy in Russia, with one prevention: that the farmer will be allowed to survive if he becomes a slave and works for a giant trust. And you hear Dave talk about it, it's just different, same thing, different wording. Once the citizen became aware of the true role of the foundation, he can understand the high interest rates, the high taxes, the destruction of the family, the degradation of the churches into forms of revolution, the subversion of the universities into the CIA cesspool of drug addiction, and the hail of government into sewage and international espionage and intrigue. The American citizen can now understand why every agent of the federal government is against him. The alphabet agencies, you've heard that term, the FBI, the IRS, the CIA, and the BATF must make war on the citizens in order to carry out the programs of the foundations. The foundations are in a direct violence in their charter. You hear that? They are in direct violation of their charter, which commits them to do charitable work because they make no grants, which are not part of political goals. the charges have been made and never denied that the Heritage, the AIE network, has at least 2 KGB moles on its staff. The employment of professional intelligence operatives as charity workers, as was done by the Red Cross mission in Russia in 1917, exposes the sinister political, economical, and social goals of the world order requiring the foundation to achieve to their bequests. Okay, sometimes just having a certain degree of knowledge is a burden. Dr. David Surgeon of the Tascott Institute reported that to have been at the time, at the working time, a CIA agent in the in what they call MOC Ultra, mind control program, and that's MKULTRA, mind control program. In his 1957 book, Battle of the Minds, The Psychological of Converting the Brainwashed Elaboricity of Lewin's Theory, by stating, various beliefs can be implanted into many people after brain functions have been significantly disrupted by accidentally or deliberately inducing fear, anger, and excitement. Are y'all getting this? But all of this here is a plan. Of the results caused by such disturbances, the most common one is a temporary impairment of judgment and heightened suggestibility. Its various groups manifest are sometimes classed under the heading of herd instincts and appear most spectacularly in wartime, during severe epidemics, and in all similar periods of common danger, which increase anxiety for the individual and mass suggestivity. Are y'all getting this? So they're putting you in a state of mass suggestiveness. Then they use the very things that you're comfortable with, the TV, the radio, to place in you what they want you to do. Initially run by British intelligence, Major, matter of fact, interesting, this is interesting, I got some more information on him. Initially run by British military intelligence officer Major John Rawlins from the inception, Tavistock was intended as a coordinating center for planetary social control using psychological shock troops, the term coined by Reese. These shock troops in white lab coats have fanned out across the planet, infiltrating organizations in order to implant policies deemed productive by the organization's strategists. A prominent locus of world control. Its influence spreads throughout the media, the scientific establishment, corporations, governments, and militaries is the Tavistock Institute's plan. Tavistock is a collective effort of British intelligence, military intelligence, and the psychological establishment. Was created in 1921, reportedly on the orders of members of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, also known as Chatham House. Now, those in Europe, they know all about Chatham House. We may be a little behind, but Chatham House over there is a think tank. The RAA, the RIIA is an arm of the British Rhode Island Roundtable Group. You got that? So that's actually what that is. The foundation was founded by Britain's imperialist and Freemason Cecil Rhodes. The round table is functioning through a myriad of offshore of offshoots have been the century's most effective, prominent weapon to create one world government. Tavistock relies on grants for its operation from the Rockefeller, the Carnegie, and the British Home Offices and large anonymous grants. The Tavistock Institute at Essex University in London is owned and controlled by the Royal Institute of the International Affairs, whose Halston in America was Henry Kissinger before it was passed on to the Bush family. I hope y'all grasping all of this. Today, the people believe they are well informed, but what they do not realize is that the opinions that they believe are their own are in fact created by research institutes and think tanks of America, and that none of us is really free to form our own opinions, because the information provided by the media and the posters never allow the public full access to all information. Moreover, that which is shown is heavily slanted in the direction of the opinion of the Tavistock Institute's social science and scientists decree, would produce a majority of approval in the event of being portrayed. You can't tell me I don't love you. I'm going to tell you something. You can't tell me I don't love you. I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, they're going to a myriad of levels. And when I say a myriad of levels, I mean a myriad of levels. A lot of times we fail to realize just how far and down the hole we got to go to get it all. But if we don't get a chance to find out at all. This information that I got here, this is news anybody can get. If you do some due diligence, it's out there. They're no longer trying to hang us, because they figure that you don't really have any control, because you don't really know how to take control. One of the reasons why I always speak about personal truths had nothing to do, because I didn't know a lot about what I know now due to my due diligence. I was trying to get you to understand the importance of you taking the role of controlling your life through your self-truths. I had no idea of the magnitude of the degradation, and I mean this is degrading, of the people of America have already gone through. You already heard me say that America is only it has no sovereignty. Britain controls America's sovereignty. But y'all give me a chance to breathe some. You know what I mean? Pick up your phones. Ask some questions. Ask where this stuff is at. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't, somebody's listening. And them people that are listening, they're starting to say, you know what? Let's determine the level of sensitivity of this knowledge. See, they don't mind it being out there, because they believe you don't read anyway. Let me repeat that. They don't mind it being out there, because they believe you don't read anyway. One of the principles but little known operations in the Rockefeller Foundation has been the technique of controlling world agriculture. The director, Keith Wintermott, set up the Rockefeller Controlled Agriculture Program throughout Mexico and Latin America. The independent farmer is a great threat to the world order because he produces for himself, and because his produce can be converted into capital, which gives him independence. The Soviets, Russia, and the Bolsheviks believed they had attained total control over the people, that they were dismayed to find their plans threatened by stubborn independence of small farmers. So that's really what they're trying to do. They're encircling the food supply. you heard me talking about this, what's going on to the food. They're telling you now. They're actually telling you right now. If you're not getting this, you can't blame me. And the reason why I'm putting this out here to you is because it just, when you have the knowledge, you are responsible for what you know. We don't have no dilly-dally time no more. Once a citizen becomes aware of the true role of the foundation, he can understand the high interest rate and high cost of the familiarity of this knowledge. Listen, we're going to come up on a break. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and I'm hoping y'all are picking this up. Because long after the show is gone or is over, this information is still alive and well. This is the operating, this, we operate in this world. And for those of you who don't think there's a connection between, oh, I don't believe that Hitler's people would be in the United States, wake up. Oppenheimer, who built the first bomb that was dropped at Hiroshima, was a scientist from Germany. I'm going to give the shout out here. I take the opportunity now for those of you have been, if you learned anything from Black Talk Radio, if you've grown by the experience of being connected to the Black Talk Radio, if Black Talk Radio has offered you an avenue for you to converse on a more effective level about not only yourself and society and those things you have learned, please make Black Talk Radio a part of your monthly operation. Let's give a little something, you know what I mean? Let's give a little something to support a system that's bringing information to us that is coming from no other avenue. Period. Because everything else is controlled. Do you think for a minute someone else is going to give you this? They're not. We're coming up on the last break. And, we're coming up on a break. I'm sorry, I'm going in and out because I'm just, the magnitude of this is just crazy, okay? So before we go to break, let me give you a little something to think about over the break. Stalin ordered and seized all foods and animals from the people of Russia and starved them out. The Chicago American, February 2035, carried a front page headline, 6 million perished in Soviet famine. Peasants, crops seized, they and their animals starved to draw attention to the aristocracy. And it was later alleged that the Germans, not the Soviets, had killed the 6 million people. The number taken from the Chicago American headlines. Wake up, y'all. Look, this is Brother Davis. We're here to come up on a break. And after the break, look, pick up your phones. Let's make this here a dialogue instead of a monologue, because I'm going to tell you something. There's things I haven't got to yet. Do you think, by any means, that these people have any leverage in race relations? Absolutely. We'll be right back on Wise Wednesday.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
We're back, Brother Davis.
Okay, welcome back, brothers and sisters. Welcome back. This is real deep. My whole computer went black. Did y'all hear me? My whole computer went black. I'm trying to bring up some of the stuff that I was reading from. And, brothers and sisters, I really want you to understand that we play a role in this. But we got to see our role is, where do we go from here? and not what is or what has it been. Because where we go from here is going to make all the difference. How we think, how we make decisions even, because literally they're telling you, they control the opinion, world opinion. They control world opinion. This is bizarre. This is bizarre to me. And now I'm going to tell you now, I have totally lost everything I was reading. And I didn't get to how they controlled churches. I didn't get to, I told you how they controlled the schools, but I didn't tell you the in-depths. I didn't tell you the, it's interesting, all this stuff just, it's gone. This is bizarre, but this is gone. I really can't even expect, can't even explain it. Okay, then I keep an ace in the hole, though. Okay, based upon the decline and the fall of the West, it is called a plan, a planned destruction of stars, leading the way to the demolition of the Institute of Marriage, sex in the connection in the context of marriage, profaning language, drug trafficking, and severely immodest dress style for women. Did you hear this? Immodest dress style for women. Some of the leading stars, especially created for his purpose by the social science of Tavistock, were Madonna, Kate Moss, Britney Spears. Many of the day's so-called stars in the movies, business, stage, and theater. The fashion industry talk show hosts such as popular series like Oprah, Dr. Phil, game shows such as Bob Barker, The Price is Right, Rosie O'Donnell, Ellen DeGeneres would be unhappy to learn that they are merely the end product of Edward Bernie, the nephew of Sigmund Freud. This is bizarre. The aim of these organizations, like Tavistock and its controlling factors, is the control of humanity via external manipulation of the mind. Truth control. That's what they call it. And literally, it's not. There is it's outgrowing a religion without leading. Letting go to God. What does that mean? That means that as long as God serves their purpose, he'll be at the end. But you've already heard the Pope say that he speaks for God. You already heard the Pope say, matter of fact, when he was here, that there is no God. So he speaks in terms. He is, there's a term that they use in that church, I can't even think of it right now. I got so many things going in my head. But the immodest dressing, you see that in our daughters today. It may not be in your daughter. When I say our daughters, I mean our children. The vulgarity. The way we literally talk about women in records. All of this is coming to fruition. I mean, this to me is bizarre. And I mean literally bizarre. And all of the information that I had is gone. To me, that is bizarre. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, we may not realize that we are living in some very dangerous times for the purpose of other people. And what bothers me most is that when people sit back and think, well, I don't have to worry about nothing because of what? The truth is, you are a victim. Just as much as we're victims. The truth is that your role is limited unless you are be able to control. And they already telling you they control. So we got to ask who we are. Are we the victims? Or are we going to allow ourselves to continue down this path? Because if we do allow ourselves to continue down this path, then we're holding off the inevitable. There comes a point where you have to accept the fact that war is a primary tool. And they're willing to use it. They kill 6 million people by starving them. Have you ever seen death by starvation? it is merciless. Because that means that you literally have to watch this person or these people in this process of dying. Y'all getting this yet? This is acceptable to these people. This is why they never wanted you to understand the true nature of yourself, because this is beyond your understanding, because you are compassionate by your birthright. And if you had begun to understand what they had planned, and these are just people, these are just individuals that literally are operating on a plan that they put together, and they really have no right, but they don't have anybody who's insightful enough to say, wait a minute, we can't do that. You know why? Because they want to keep the world the way they want to. This is bizarre. They want the tyranny on most of the world. And guess what? These people don't equate to 1% of the world. Let me repeat that. Their numbers don't equate to 1% of the world. So that means that that small group of people want to control 99.999.93% of the world. If the logical is ever going to set in, it should set in right now. Our biggest problem is that we have not been working interdependently like they have. They have coordinated this evil long before we had understanding of what they were planning. Why? Because they want to keep a society of servitude to that one, that, well, less than 1%. It's not even 1%. And the reason why they hold so much is because they want you to follow the laws that they created for their leverage, not for the leverage of the people, not for the leverage of the people of the world, not even for the leverage of all people. Or just one people, segment of people. And the reason why I say that is because they have a plan for everybody. You hear me just talk about how they had a plan for the Latinos and the Spanish people? That's one of the reasons. You ever realize that the United States, when it sold out, at that point, they invaded the country with propaganda about immigration. And when they realize how lax this country is, now every other country in the world has border control laws that they maintain, but the United States didn't. You know why? Because he bought cheap labor in, because he could no longer have access to the cheap labor the way he originally was set up. So now our Latino brothers and sisters, they're here living the American dream, going deeper in debt. It's part of the plan. Oh, they don't think so. They think, oh, well, they're hiring us because we work harder. No, they're not. They think we can get a piece of the American dream. There is none. There is no American dream, y'all. But see, the reason why they don't want to listen to us is because they believe the propaganda. I mean, if you listen to the Latino radio stations, and some of them talk English and Spanish, especially in those call-in shows, a lot of them love Trump. Even though he's trying to cut off their subsidies, they love Trump. I went to a store today, a grocery store. There was an elderly man there. And this elderly man was buying groceries, maybe $25 or $30. He's in a wheelchair. And he pulled out his access card and didn't want me to see it. But see, he didn't inform the clerk who sees him all the time. Y'all getting this? So it ain't like there's a special group to these people. They're getting ready to cut those cards off. Or cut them back so far that it's going to be a starving wage. Wake up, people, because I'm going to tell you something. For you people who think that the war is coming, the war is here. War has been here for a while. It has been here for a while. And we have to take a position of looking out for each other. In spite of what you may think, we're going to take a position of looking out for each other. Do you realize the Tavistock Institute is who bought the Beatles, the group out of London? Liverpool? Yes, they created that group. They wrote the songs and the music. Now, check this out. The only person in the group who really knew was John Lennon. He was contacted. He was the contact man of the group. They say he was the songwriter, but they was giving him what they wanted him to write. And if you listen to the music, it's all about social structuring. Have you ever felt like you've been bamboozled? They bamboozled the world. Remember that? You remember how the hysteria was back then? And it was all part of what they were doing, initiating. Excuse me. We literally are going to be placed in Rex 84 camps if we are not going to be unified. And why do I say that? It's because there is more of us than them. There is. Ultimately. And if we put this information out there so other people could see it, when they think that they're making a righteous stand, they'll realize they're the victims too. Especially people with the NRA. They think that these people are guarding their rights to carry guns. No, they're not. They're making sure they know where every gun is. You see, these are part of their plan in order to control a country that literally they have taken all of the power out of. This country used to produce cars. Don't do that no use. Had the ability to feed the world. Don't do that no more. When are we as a people going to wake up and realize there is no normalcy? Those people who think, well, I just want things to go back to normal, ain't no normal. Those people who think America used to be great, America was never great. America was controlled. It gave you the appearance of, but guess what? If you don't like it, they got a solution for you already, too. They just haven't told you yet. And the reason why they haven't told you is because literally you have not caused them a problem. The best-kept secret in America, I got some information back. The best-kept secret of America was 1947, the Tavistock Institution was independent and not-for-profit organization. Okay, I went over that. So I'm trying to catch up on myself because there was so much more I had to give you, but literally it's been taken away from my computer. So I understand you're being socially engineered by the masses, okay? So it's not like it's one person who's getting the message. They're transferring the message they want you to have in your brain. For those of you who want to get this here on a video, there's a video called the Tavistock Agenda on YouTube. You need to check that out because literally it's going to give you some information I may not cover tonight because I'm not getting any phone calls. And I know it's shocking to you. But listen, if you can't be no more shocked to me, but I do understand this, that I have my personal truths, and my personal truths are what I'm going to operate from because I don't get caught up in TV. A lot of times when I'm in the house, the TV ain't even on. Or if it's on, the sound is down with the word captions. Why? Because that way I can do what I want to do. And if I look up and there's something I want to see, I can read the caption. If it's not, I keep doing what I'm doing. Tavistock Institute is building an absolute mind control system. A mind control for the New World Order. The Tavistock Institute is building what they consider to be a eugenics is highly active in the American as an unconscious political power source. Did you hear me? Eugenics is highly active in America as an unconscious political power source, but has been made invisible to your rational mind. The intellectual blindness has been programmed. The only way to understand eugenics, and let me go into this. This is real. I'm going to tell you, this is not something I'm making up, y'all. Y'all can find this here yourself. And they understand it. They understand it because this is what they're doing. And it's in everything. It's in everything. Eugenics is highly active in America as an unconscious political power source, but has been made visible through rational minds. The intellectual blindness has been programmed. The only way to understand the eugenics as a sophisticated crowd control device is to view the big picture. The big picture tells us about a powerful mind control. Mind control is all around us and even runs through us. This is a passive development like usury. Eugenics is a major crowd control and mind control device employed by the elite against the non-elite, which has been deliberately made invisible via your own belief system. Its top-down programming has been manipulated secretly by departing your mind beginning in childhood. Tavistock and their Troy, the American allies, serve a broader agenda of psychological warfare against the democratic mind. We are your overlords, was a song that was written by Led Zeppelin. To weaken the moral fiber of the nation, to demoralize workers in the labor class by creating mass unemployment. Demoralizing can be achieved as a science. It can even be made utterly irresistibly sexy and hip as jobs dwindle due to the past industrial zero growth policy introduced by the Club of Rome. The report, God, this is crazy. The report, demoralization and discourage workers, resource, and leads them to alcohol and drugs, stimulating them seeking more and more top-down government, top-down reversal of individual rights based on social contracts like the United States Constitution, requires the destruction of the parental authority, then replacing the parent with programmed bureaucracy. Through crisis, this can produce a cascading effect towards mass programming, effectively reversing the Constitution. View the YouTube a video on the history of eugenics and a plan of world domination. So there's a video on YouTube. See, and I'll be all writing this stuff down. The video is called The History of Eugenics and the Plan of World Domination. My brothers and sisters, please do this. Go out and find your truth. Because I'm going to tell you something, you're going to need it. If not, your fear is going to overpower you, and they know that. You cannot possibly establish the parent construct and a constitutional coup legally due to the obvious rational arguments, so they will require powerful cultural shaping and methods of employment through mind control over the generations to manipulate an irrational subconscious mind. The Tavistock, the youth of the land, will be the undermining and eventually destroying the family unit. This process will favor war, violence, bureaucracy over parents. Ultimately, the Sun King power system will then be put into place where wrongful authority will function as the psychological binding authority, allowing to carry out all aristocrats fully invisible in this regard. The committee commissioned Tavistock Institute to prepare a blueprint as to how this could be achieved. Tavistock directed Stanford Research to undertake the work, and to under the direction of Professor Willis Harmon, this work later became known as the Aquarian Conspiracy, targets of the Illuminati and the Committee of 300. Now, it's interesting. I'm going to tell you what's interesting. Because they want you to twist the truth about the age, today's age of Aquarius. Now, a lot of you may not understand what I mean by twist the truth about the age of Aquarius. What does that mean? Well, in the song, the coming of the age of Aquarius, it speaks about the transformation. Moving from organizing and inclusion to openness, understanding, and the flow of energy. Moving from the meter energy system, meaning that you gotta buy gas, you gotta buy electricity, you gotta buy, you gotta buy, you gotta buy, to a solar system where you buy what you need to get your system up, and then you don't have to buy no more because the system is running based on the sun. So nobody gets paid. Therefore, it eliminates the ability for them to take and control the dollar. Remember, the song says, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. That's entirely against what they think, what they're trying to implement. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. No more falsehoods and diversions. Golden living dreams of vision. Mystic crystal revelation. And the mind's true liberation. These are the words to the song. This is why they're literally trying to twist it with this conspiracy. Understand this, y'all. This is all targeted for you. This is all targeted for you. And they don't want you to have the knowledge of just the song that I gave you. I gave you the knowledge before when I spoke about the transition between the Pisces age and the age of Aquarius, which is exactly what the song is reflecting. These people have a plan, and they know that time works against their plan. So what they're trying to do is target the different aspects of personal growth by tapping in to the celestial time zone, ergo the Aquarian conspiracy. There is no conspiracy about the age of Aquarius. That's what their fear is, y'all. That is what their fear is. Now let me take you to another level, okay? The age of Aquarius is based on one's ability to tap inwardly instead of outwardly. See, remember when I told you about, this is real deep, I'm going to tell you the more I get in this. Remember when I told you about the subjective realm and the objective realm? Well, this is what's happening in the subjective realm, okay? We cannot operate the way they operate in the subjective realm because they are dealing from a long-term plan. But we can operate on the objective realm. We can set our truths in order and move our mindset towards truth. If everybody set their TV off and the message couldn't get out, they would get very, very drastic. Why? Because they lose their tool of control. This is why it's so important for us to be able to take our birthright and grow in our understanding of it. The non-elite masses are now thoroughly programmed not to question the thugs and the criminals at the top of the Sun King power pyramid. Now, I know y'all thinking, well, what is the Sun King? I have mentioned it. Remember, I said, ultimately, the Sun King power system will then be put into place where wrongful authority will function as psychological building authority. See, the Sun King, which is also a play on the pyramid knowledge. See, these people do not want you to tap in to your birthright of understanding your spiritual knowledge through the intuitive link of your DNA. How do you do that? By meditating inwardly so that you can build yourself and prepare yourself. Remember, we come from diverse backgrounds.
We can barely hear you, Brother Davis.
Mind now,
something's wrong with your phone. Brother Davis, can you hear me? Hello? Brother Davis. Brother. Oh,
Jesus. Now, why do I say CBTV? Because you make me live in a white people have no idea where they're connected to this.
Oh, this is Scotty, the station manager. I'm going to take an early break and see if I can get Brother Davis issues worked out, as his audio, as you can hear, is pretty terrible. So we're going to take an early break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
No, it really isn't. Because, see, people are thinking in terms of, well, they want to brag about being black, which means that they are implying that there's something incorrect about being white, even though these are the creations of the Creator. See, and then so everybody gets into this black pride thing or white pride thing, and people immediately start taking sides. It's not about taking sides based on black and white. It's about taking sides based on justice and non-justice. Well, that's what you're really aiming for. Being black doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice. And being white doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice, except you mean in, you believe in non-justice.
Am I
that doesn't make a difference what shade you are or how tall you are or
who your cousin
was or anything like that. Or what so-called nationality you have, like a lot
of
people.
Yes, you're back, brother.
Give me your phone.
Yeah, you are back,
hey, brother. Scotty, am I? Okay, listen, y'all. This is just too coincidental, okay? So I had to give you some stuff real quick, and I want you to understand that it's only because, literally, I don't know what's going to happen again. We're up against a break. Scotty, if you could hold that break off for a few minutes.
We've already taken the break.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Listen, one of the major books that I read, I'm working with, is the Meta-Netter. Now, why the Meta-Netter? Because it goes into the Egyptian oracles of Tahuti. And he teaches about how to be able to grasp a greater control of your higher self. And the reason why he was teaching this is because this is what was on the walls, which is literally on the walls in Egypt. So this is in stone. This ain't like it's a paperback. Okay, the books is a series of seven, and literally all of them. The main book is just gives you an impromptu of the other books. The other books go into a lot of greater detail, knowing about yourself, how you can engineer yourself, and this is where we are right now. And I'm gonna tell you, these things are not tricks. These are tools I've used myself. You've heard me talk about them. And the best part about this is that I'm seeing in your growth in myself utilizing these things. So you could also do the same thing. One. Two, you must be very understanding about food. Not think, you know. No, because literally the food is under attack. Literally, they can be doing the same thing that they talked about here and when they starved 6 million people in Russia. We don't know. So we have to look out for ourselves on a much higher level. And that is including our children. Because I'm going to tell you something, really, they're not after us. They're after our ability to have children, and they're after our children. So if they get our children, they can control the minds of our future by literally keeping them away from the spiritual knowledge that is available to them. They're not going to stop what is about to come in the age of Aquarius. I'm going to be very clear about that, because that is all spiritual. These are human beings. These are just men. Okay, when you deal with man, man's going to come up with a concept that he thinks is going to work, and he's going to work that concept. This is what we're dealing with, all right? That is it, all right? Okay, let me get back to what I was getting at before. I wanted to give you those caveats so you can have something to go to work with in reference to how to build yourself if this avenue is not available, or somebody who can't give you the direction in the right way. You can do your own due diligence. Dr. John Coleman, former intelligence officer for the British M16, an authority conspirator as a hierarchy in the Committee of 300, was one of the first writers to bring the world's attention to the extent of the pivotal role that Tavistock plays in shaping political, social, educational, and economic opinion, especially in the United States. It is in the United States where mass deception about child development, child empowerment, and crowd control, media propaganda is most profoundly universal due to the high unconstitutional wrongful authority by the federal government. They're telling you, he's telling you that they don't have this authority to exercise over there, but they are. Because guess what? They give you the impression as though you voted these people in and these people are looking out for your best interest. They are not. Tavistock is a progressive society. Was founded in London in 1920. The Tavistock Clinic opened in 1920. It had secret ties to British Freemason. Its aim included social control, information control, and control over a hidden information environment. Practically has means, it has the control and the mechanisms of academia, modern media, intelligence, medicine, especially pharmaceuticals. Tavistock is part of a global shadow government. No group did more to propagandize the United States to participate in World War I and World War II at the time when the majority of American people were opposed to it. British oligarchs used Tavistock to shape and control the public opinion in order to manipulate the British public and later the American public into accepting the notion that war with Germany was necessary in order to secure lasting peace. The plan created public opinion and began in 1913 as a propaganda factory centered at Wellington House in London. There's so much more to this. I really want you to understand that it doesn't make a difference, because you have to work on you. So I'm stepping everything up. I'm going to try to establish a anchor, a place where I could put information out there on self-development. That's it. How to develop food, how to develop your garden, how to develop yourself, how to develop your family. You have the responsibility to keep your family away from the very tools that they're using against their family. They're talking about charter schools. I think it might be a tool that works to our advantage. By going in and setting up a charter school, you can educate your own children the way you want to educate them. You may have to meet a standard that they set because they want you to learn or teach them in a specific things. That's only because they want your children to be subservient. But you must teach them how to think independently. You must teach them how to tap into themselves spiritually. And most of all, you must teach them how to meditate. And the reason why is because I'm finding out more and more from a plethora of different entities that meditation is the key for us to be able to grow out of any circumstance, because we are no longer relying on the system to give us what we need to open our minds, because it is not opening our minds. It is closing your mind. Just like it closed all the jobs down, next is the food supply. Make no mistake, they're poisoning water systems right now. You've seen it right over in over in Michigan at Flint. These things are happening. Funding and initially provided by the royal family, by soon to include the Rothschild family, rated the Lord Northcliffe by marriage. See, this is showing you how the lineage was set up. Okay, Northcliffe by marriage and the Rockefellers, the Wellington House would grow into the Tavistock Institute in 1921. So, literally, the royal family of Britain, including the Rothschilds family and Lord Northcliffe, these were the power brokers at that time. In the United States, was the Rockefellers, the Gettys, and the J.P. Morgan and them. These are all played into this. It says the Tavistock Institute in 1921, after the propaganda victory of World War One, and the Federal Reserve banking system was created in 1913, had been secured. Three elements combined to make the institution usually, if not uniquely, a source of action, research, orientation, place between but not in the world of academia and consultancy. And its range of disciplines include anthropology, economic, organizational behavior, political science, psychoanalytics, psychology, and social engineering. I'm gonna get away from that. I've had enough. Let me give you this information on this here. If you want to see the videos, they have certain videos on YouTube. One is called the New World Order. I'm sorry, the Tavistock Institute and the New World Order. There's another one called the Tavistock Institute and the German Connection. Let me see if there was a third one. I can't get it. Okay, last but not least, this is interesting. It says here, the bitter truth. The most significant thing about life is that we are victims of the elite mind control. We have been trained to be empathetic, trivial-minded, and self-absorbed. Apart from the political shock, we are hardly aware of the vicious attacks on nature, the heterosexual, by the psycho known as feminism, masquerading as women's rights. See, this I want you to understand, there is nothing that is going on just by chance. I want to point that out to you real quick, because a lot of people think, oh, well, the women are building up or not. This is a part of the control factor. All right? Now, I mean, since nobody's called in, I'm assuming a lot of y'all are probably caught up the way I was caught up. Tomorrow I will start my day the same way. I'll get up and I'll meditate and I'll read. Probably do a few exercises before I get out here and start my day. But I want you to understand this. What you know, you are responsible for. If you do nothing, you can't say nothing. Remember that you can only be a tool for one of two. Either you do a tool for yourself, or you're a tool for a system you ain't never going to find any, you're never going to find any comfort in. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't care about your comfort. And I want to go into the details. But when I think about my family and what I got to lose, you're going to have to make that decision too. Open your minds. Don't think for 1 minute, oh, if you just don't say nothing, it'll go away. That's like Fukushima. If you just don't say that, it ain't, Fukushima ain't going away. It ain't stopped. And it's killed. It's on the second ocean now. It's killed the Pacific Ocean. And it's working on the Indian Ocean. And eventually it's going to get to the Atlantic Ocean. And spread from there. We're dealing with the master evil plan here. That's why we have to rise to the level which is necessary. And I already told you that religion is a tool for them. They literally are orchestrating religion like a child in a candy store. I'll give you the flavor you want if you got what I want. They're taking the money right out of the community, and money, they're giving it away left and right. And these people will fight for their right to serve whoever they want to serve. And listen, we must embrace them. Don't think for a minute we can afford to leave anybody behind. Eventually the light will go on. We can't be critical of them, because we want them to know that at any point if they wake up, we're going to be here for them. Now, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, well, distrust, distrust. Listen, I didn't tell you to trust nobody. It's going to just, since you read this, or since you got this information, distrust is all over the place. I've been saying we live in a land of deception. Deception, deception, deception. Everything was a deception, and we live in accordance with these deceptions as if they're truths. They are not. They're deception. We have seriously been deceived on a level that is far greater than we can imagine. And listen, when our brothers and sisters start to wake up, it's going to get worse. Because some of them, I tell you, they've given their lives. Let me tell you about the Aquarian conspiracy real quick. In the spring of 1980, a book appeared called The Aquarian Conspiracy that put itself forward as a manifesto for the counterculture. Is there someone in queue? Defining the counterculture as... Is there someone in queue? Defining the counterculture as a conscious embracing of irrationality. Okay? And Ron Cody, they're trying to make it appear to be something it's not. From rock to drugs, the biofeedback, meditation, consciousness raging, yoga mountain climbing, group therapy, dogma, the Aquarian conspiracy declares that it shows that it's now from a 15 million Americans involved in the counterculture to join and bring up about a racial change in the United States. Author Marilyn Ferguson, while outlining the not yet titled book about the emerging social narrative, I thought again about the particulars from the movement, the typical leadership of the patent tendency to adhere to the unlikely success. See, there she's telling you that this is unlikely to succeed. Okay? It suddenly struck me that there is a sharing of strategies that their lineage and their recognition of each other by suitable signals to participate were not merely corresponding to one another. They were inclusion. It's this movement. This is a power struggle. Ferguson used a half-truth to tell a lie. The counterculture is a conspiracy. That's a half-truth to tell a lie. They don't want you to believe you have power. But not in the half-conscious way, Ferguson claims. As she's well known, Ferguson wrote in her manifesto in the direction of Willis Harmon, social policy director at Stanford University, Stanford Research Institute, as a popular version in 1974, policy study on how to transform the United States into Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. The counterculture is a conspiracy at the top, as a method of social control used to drain the United States of its commitment to science and technology and progress. See, there's a lot of things going on, but they do have a fear. And it's interesting that they don't want you to realize what it is. And they even tell you, this is his motto, it says the British had a precedent for the counterculture they imposed upon the United States pagan culture ceremonies and the decadence of Roman Empire. Following the description of cult ceremonies dating back to the Egyptian Isis princess in the 3rd millennium B.C. could just as well be a juridical account of hip-hop today. Now, what they're trying to do is compare what's going on today to the knowledge that is written on the walls in Egypt far before man had even begun to understand what he wanted to dominate. But if we would go back that far and incorporate these teachings, that works against them. And they know that. So these talks about these teachings create trances and illusions that will be taken to a visitation with God. The drugs were secured and their knowledge was limited to the initiate. See, they want you to think that you need these drugs and that sort of thing to achieve the birthright that they know is already there. You've heard me say before, because of what the knowledge they got out of the libraries of Egypt, out of Memphis, out of the Nile Valley, they already possessed a certain degree of understanding. But over the years, they have developed it now to see that they got to attack those people who are waking up. So they call them the counterculture. Why do they call them the counterculture? Because they don't want the people to think for a minute that they should be included. This is crazy. This is really crazy. The high priest in the British Opium Wars, Thomas Hickley, a founder of the Rhodes Scholar Roundtable group and lifelong collaborator with Aaron Toby himself, sat on the Roman Board of Council for nearly 50 years, the head of the research development of the British intelligence throughout World War II, and served as a wartime believing officer of Prime Minister Winston Churchill. Jimmy Theories, a history expound of the 20th volume of history in Western civilization, was that it is determined the culture has always been the rise of the grand imperial destiny. At this very point, had these dynasties, the thousands of years Reich of the Egyptian pharaohs, and succeeded to impose their rule over the entire face of the earth, they tend to decline. Tibby argued that the decline could be abated if the ruling oligarchy, like the British Roundtable, would devote itself to the recruitment and training of every expanding priesthood dedicated to the principles of the imperial rule. They're telling you what the fear is right there. Why would they go after people that have a connection to the teachings of the pharaohs of Egypt? Interesting, isn't it? The more I read this, the more I'm finding this is fresh out of H.G. Wells. I'm telling you, it's bizarre. Well, look, we're coming up on the end of the show. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I hope that I've given you something that you can literally do some of your own due diligence on. Go greater and be part of something that's much more than you. And I hope that one day we'll meet in a place we never expected and identify who we are. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Thanks, Scotty, for everything. And thank you for allowing me to come into your homes once again on a Wise Wednesday. And this is Brother Davis, and I am out.
Thank you, Brother Davis. Coming up at 8 o'clock p.m. will be New Abolitionist Radio. Max and Otis are hosting tonight. I will be sitting out so that I can allow my voice time to recover. Check Tando Radio show out tomorrow, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Black Talk Radio Network. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.